Get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the Snake Pit.
Brought to you by
All Pro Foundation. No American League detection.
Okay.
News.
That's okay. You're doing great over there. Okay? No worries whatsoever.
Not confusing at all.
So I missed
American League detection
Friday and Monday as I was gone to the Gulf of America.
The family photos turn out.
They were great, man. Our all Masters whites that
jumping at the same time.
Were you and your...
Yeah,
did you go with the everyone jumping at the same time, or did you and your sons hold your wife horizontally?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Especially because she's not jumping
these
days.
Yeah, her back
days.
Is hurting, so yeah. No, the Romos and us, we had a great time down there. No, so we go down there, and it's Easter, and we'll typically go down there in Easter. And I was asking you guys in the break, why does Easter fluctuate so much? Because I swore a year ago we were there in late April, and now we're there in early April, and I saw next year Easter is like March 20th or something. Like, it's insane how much...
Didn't Jesus die and rise again on the same day every year?
That would make more sense.
It would, of course. That would assume that Jesus was born on December 25th as well, and I'm not positive.
He wasn't?
I'm not positive that's true either.
Well, now you're ruining Santa for everyone.
Well, I'm just telling you, these holidays that are built on tradition that goes back thousands of years may not have a U.S. calendar attached to them.
Okay.
So when did Santa kneel at the manger?
No, that I don't think that ever actually happened. But back to Easter. It's attached to the first full moon.
Right, because when they rolled the stone away from the tomb...
I just don't think...
A bunny jumped out.
He was raised like a zombie.
No. So, back to Florida. What happened there, Corby? Let's leave tomb here for a moment.
So, well, I bring up Easter and the dates because we don't go down there every Easter.
Mm.
All right. But we've been down there enough to where it's Easter, and that's people are just like, yeah, we're taking a couple of days off for Easter, and we're going to be down there.
Do a little egg hunt on the beach.
Yeah. Oh, my God, kids, you found another one. Open it up. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, $1,000.
A rare gold coin from the Santa Maria. Oh, my God, I did another one.
How did you get a MacBook into this egg?
Yeah. So... We have never been down there, though, down to Friendly 30A when it was spring break.
Oh, man.
So.
Hot stuff.
Where'd Dad go?
I don't know if you guys remember this. What's Dad? He's always playing spike ball with the University of Auburn.
He's totally gone Frank the Tank.
Yeah. So I want to refresh y'all's memory because I think it was a couple of years ago. The city of Miami, the whole city said, and I don't know how they pulled this off, but they did, we're done with spring break. And they eliminated spring break from the city. This was the promo that the city put out warning spring breakers.
Hey, we need to talk.
This isn't working anymore.
And it's not us. It's you. We just want different things.
Our idea of a good time is relaxing on the beach.
Hitting up a spa.
Or checking out a new restaurant.
You just want to get drunk in public and ignore laws.
Do you even remember what happened last March?
That was our breaking point. So we're breaking up with you.
And don't try to apologize and come crawling back. This isn't safe. So we're done.
And just so you know, we're serious.
This March, you can expect things like curfews, bag checks, and restricted beach access.
DUI checkpoints, $100 parking, and strong police enforcement for drug possession and violence.
Whatever it takes, because it's time to move on.
Maybe we can talk when you're done with your spring break phase, but until then.
Sayonara. It was over. And so this was 2 years ago.
What a ridiculous music soundtrack.
I know. But they shut it down and it worked. And did you hear $100 to park? Do you know how many college kids or high school kids could afford parking at like AT&T Stadium?
I can't afford that.
I mean, think about that.
What were they referencing last March? Was that a COVID thing?
No. This was a what looked like a military exercise in Rwanda. Like jeeps with machine guns going down the beach after like multiple shootings and people puking everywhere. And there were sexual assaults all on Miami Beach. Dude, it was one of the craziest scenes ever. And the Miami mayor was like, this is over.
Yeah, we have enough tourism as it is. We don't need all these kids.
Right.
I'm drunk.
And so for
being jackasses.
The month of March, they shut it down. So here we are 2 years later, and this is the Miami mayor.
Oh, well, we saw before I became mayor 3-4 years ago, we had shootings on our streets in South Beach. We had stampedes. We had people jumping on police cars. It was just not tolerable. We're a law and order city here in Miami Beach, and we implemented DUI checks, license plate readers, heavy police presence, and we increased our parking rates. And now we've activated wellness conference, fitness, investment conferences are coming here. It's literally a complete opposite of what we used to have.
When I used to be there on the ground, some of the politicians would essentially tell me off the record, the reason why they weren't so aggressive is because of the amount of dollars for tourism. You're saying it's not worth it.
Well, I'm also saying that we've actually improved our tourism since we put in these measures.
Oh, wow.
You know, the first year, there's some hiccups, but we are hopping as a city right now. Literally, Miami Beach is the place to be. Our hotel room rates are full. We're packed to capacity. Our restaurants are busy because people want to be safe. That's what law and order is about, and it's actually helped our residents, our visitors, and our businesses.
So it worked. In the span of like 2 months, they implemented this thing. I think it was maybe pre-Christmas, and they were like, no more spring break. It's over. And now, to this day, it's over. And so move up the coastline about 9 hours, and there's Panama City, there's Daytona Beach, which you can still kind of, I think at Daytona and Fort Lauderdale, you can still go at it. But Panama City is right next to where we go to down on 30A. Panama City this year said, we're done too. And they outlawed alcohol completely on the beach. The beach is swarming with cops. And if you are caught, adult, kid, otherwise.
But what if you're Corby?
Shut up. It's a $500 fine. And
you can't bring a cooler to the beach?
No, and this is like popular spring break destination, Panama City. It's what you heard about.
Is it year round or just during this time?
No. Spring break specifically, they're done because all these kids descend upon it. These what at times were sleepy little beach towns, but even like places like Panama City, which are notorious for it, they're like, we're done now too. And so we saw it down the road in Panama City, like Seaside, which is like the main hub of that whole stretch, the amount of police presence, you could not be under the age of 18 and walk the streets past 7 p.m. You could not be on the beach past 7 p.m. And if you were, $500 fine. Boom. And my kids saw it multiple times, like people getting popped that were underage, that were roaming around there. They're serious about it. Paddy wagons in the main part of what is considered to be the main hub of that area, people by the dozens being shoved in these paddy wagons.
So did it make it feel safer and more pleasurable for you as a family, or was it a beat down for your kids because they're a target now?
Yeah, they're a target and they know that. And I'm like, all right, go down there at your own risk. And guess who's not paying one nickel if you get in trouble? And they're like, we're not going to get in trouble. I mean, one of my kids is 20 anyway, so he's legal to be down there. But the other one's 16, but he did not take the chance. You go down to a beach access, and they're all over the place down there in that area. You walk down the stairs, there's a cop per beach access, like, carting you. They're shutting down spring break, place by place. Now, there are some areas, probably like Padre that do, like the mayor said, or he was asked about, that rely on that tourism so much, they can't shut it down. But there is not a bar or a restaurant employee that works in any of these areas in Florida specifically that aren't angling for everything to be completely shut down.
Yeah,
like they've had it.
Because spring breakers don't tip.
Well, they don't tip, and all they do is screw things up from a property standpoint. And it goes back to the frontal lobe theory of the male. And this is not, I mean, yeah, girls party and get drunk and throw up on the beach and whatever. But let's face it, this is male dominated. And it's always been male dominated as far as that age group screwing things up for everyone. And we were all part of it at one point. We were all dumber than fence posts. But to see it in action and to see how many people, and dude, again, we had never been down there for spring break ever. I could not believe the amount of people that were down there from colleges, from high schools. I can't believe their parents let them go travel down there and drive up to the beaches and things like that. I couldn't believe the amount of people, but it was such a rude awakening for 95% of them because they couldn't do anything. I mean, you had to be back at your place, wherever you're staying, at seven. Yes. I mean,
and you support this.
There's no clubbing.
You're now Law and Order Corby now.
Oh yeah. I'm old enough to where I see the damage that's done by these people. And look, I went to Padre my freshman year
Snake is dead.
The snake has bought real estate.
Yeah. I just want to protect my property, man. But like to see the links that each one of these towns go through to prevent males between the ages of 18 and 24 from really stepping foot onto their areas
is
impressive. And Miami started it, and now it's just working their way up. And, you know, I don't know other hot beach spring breaky destinations. But here's the other thing. Does it not weird you out that spring break goes into, like, early? I thought it was a March thing only.
Yeah, that's weird.
Like, all Atlanta started their spring break on Monday today, this week. They're just now getting at it. And then the Northeast states, a lot of their spring breaks don't start till next Monday. So I just didn't realize that spring break was like a 6-week thing now. I thought it was just March and it was just like a 2-week thing for everybody.
So where are the kids supposed to go?
Dude, it's over. It's literally, unless you go with your parents.
Where was MTV spring break this year?
I mean,
where's Kennedy?
Daytona, maybe? I don't know who supports Padre. I think that there are certain areas they can't turn the money down, but there are other places like Miami and this place down on 30A that are like, screw you, dude. It's over.
Incredible.
Yeah. It's guys. Guys, young men ruin everything. I think we can all agree on that.
It sounds like weird. You're just jealous of youth.
It's just weird coming from you.
I got so many abs, too. It's just so great to watch you play volleyball.
After all the damage you've done to this country.
I know. I helped.
Spring break.
I almost destroyed the whole country myself.
Now we have to hear you on the side of law and order.
You children.
And it's just disappointing.
It really is.